Okay, I don't have any, I forgot what I wanted to say, so I need a question. Yeah, okay.
So of the last piece you played in the first one, how much of them were through composed and how much of it was improvisation? And when you perform these pieces solo or with the ensemble, what devices do you use to break yourself from the form? So you're not always, you know, strict to the form.
Well, the question was on the first piece and this most recent one, how much is composed and how much is improvised? And the simple fact is on both those pieces, they're entirely composed. And I probably won't really improvise much today. I've got an injured second finger. And I don't know what happened. It's like, it feels like a blister but it, or a burn or something. And when I'm improvising, I slide around on my second finger a lot. And it's really uncomfortable. So I actually played through the pieces I was going to play today just to check to make sure I could do it without freaking out. And the first piece used to have a lot of improvising in it, and I just never thought the improvising went that well. So I just kind of wrote out a better solo than I usually played, and I started playing it. I think there are certain vehicles that are easy enough for me that I will improvise on them every time. Like in the first piece, there was a long section in E flat minor, and it's just hard to stay in tune. I mean, and so that was probably what caused that one to get written out, and it just depends on what it is. But, and of course, this latest piece certainly has a lot of things that sound almost, they're things I would maybe do while soloing, but they're just in a, And also in that piece, while writing it, I was improvising a lot. Both of those pieces are heavily written on the instrument, and I was doing a lot of improvising, and I was convinced for what I was trying to accomplish with both of these pieces that I could do it better by locking it in. I guess my favorite part of improvising is dialogue, and I don't get much of that when I'm alone. And so on pieces that I play by myself, I just don't have quite as much motivation improvisationally as I do if there's someone else there, because I think that's the most remarkable thing. That said, I mean, I usually do in an average solo concert, I probably improvise pretty heavily on about maybe 20 minutes out of an hour and a half or 2 hours. You know, I try to keep it balanced. Bass is a big and difficult instrument, and so improvisation can be difficult and treacherous. And so I just try to keep a high bar, that if I feel if I can't sound in a way that to me sounds really good, say 2 out of 3 times, I don't do it. You know, but there are plenty of vehicles that are easy enough for me to improvise successfully on, and it brings a whole nother dimension to the concert, and I'm, you know, all for it. Okay, I've made a mess of that question. What's another one? Yeah. Yeah.
If you could be an expert in any instrument besides bass, what would you choose and why?
If I could be an expert at any instrument besides the bass, what would I choose and why? Well, I think the best compliment for the bass is what I actually do. I play piano, and that's important to me. And it's a great compliment to the bass because it's very easy to play fairly complex things on a piano, and you don't have to be the greatest in the world to do it. And so you can just learn a lot. All the best classical music composers wrote, they were all pianists, and so they, or keyboard players, and they all wrote things, some of them not that hard, and so it's a real way in on the classical music, because like the music written for bass in classical music is junk. And so there's not a lot of reason to learn that music, but I love classical music and I want to weigh in, and piano's more my way in some ways than bass, even though technically I'm a classical bass player, but the piano is where I really get to know the composers and really get to know harmony and really get to know, you know, counterpoint and those kind of things. And that being said, my favorite instrument is actually the violin. I love the violin, I love the fiddle, I just love, I think it's the most ideal instrument. You can do remarkable things, whether it's purely vocal or purely technical, and it's an instrument that kind of speaks to people. It gets, you know, underneath your skin when you hear somebody great on it. So I guess my recommendation is most people should have an, I think most people should learn a chording instrument if they don't play one. Violinists should learn the mandolin at least, you know. For me, it's piano, but I mean, I can play a little bit of guitar, but that's my recommendation. And it's nice to also, you know, probably most of you all sing, and that's great too. Yeah. What genre of music am I most comfortable in, and what do I enjoy playing on the bass the most? It's a tricky question in that these days, and really for a long time, the vast majority of the music I play is fairly hybrid and doesn't fit cleanly in a genre. You know, I may be playing exactly the music you're hearing here in a classical venue, and there may be some straight classical music in it, but even that, a lot of classical music players these days, the way I play the Bach sounds a little bit fiddle influenced, you know. I think, I mean, I'm a big lover of the classical music repertoire from the 18th and 19th centuries. But I like playing music that's of this day, that's being created now. And so I just like being, you know, I think my favorite thing to do is to get together with other like-minded people who are creating music in this day and age, and who just do it well. So I think whatever that genre is, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try something else now. This is, I hope I don't forget anything. This is a set of three short pieces, including the one that we played last night, play it straight and strive for tone. But it's a little different, it comes out quite different as a solo piece. It's less raucous. I wish I could make it as big and body as my friends can make it. It'll be a little quieter affair. But so this is three short pieces, and I'm very intentionally trying to just, you know, just say something. I guess I titled them at one point. I think the first one was called Keep It Short, and the second one was called Okay, and the third one was Play It Straight and Strive for Tone. Just trying to see if, because my tendency is to write pieces that are really long, so I was trying to cure myself.